The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
But it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so. But it can buy me a boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and it's Friday, 10 o'clock. You know what that means. Stefan Schmidt is in the house. Stefan, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, man, good to see you, Jake.
Oh, man, it's good to be seen, brother.
Yeah, that's why I don't have any money. I have a boat, you know? But who cares?
Yeah.
It'll buy me a boat.
Yeah, you can't take it with you, but you could be buried in your boat.
You know,
if you maybe, wanted to.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be a big hole. 24 foot long, so I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
Good morning. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. Check out their website. They have engines in stock from the Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox Diesel engine as well. We're going to talk to Bill about that motor a little bit and see how they're doing on that Cox Diesel engine. They're also a MerCruiser repair center as well. You can check them out on Facebook. That's where they show any of their consignments and things that they have out there on consignment. So check out Key Marine Center, 850-492-0487, located out there at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. Just a great place to do business, and you know, it's just family-owned. Operated, just a great place to do business. So we love doing business with Key Marine. They've been sponsoring this show for a long time. It's been years now. And they are with us for the cause, you know, trying to get attention out there for George Stone, the Marine Service class, but also George Stone as in general, what we do out there in out there at George Stone, out the Longleaf Road, 2400 Longleaf Drive. I always forget to say who I am, Jake. I don't know. I guess I think people know who I am.
They know who you are by that voice, man.
Yeah, they
know
who I am. But I am the Marine instructor out at George Stone. Been out there 17 years, and got a few more to go. But, yeah, it's been good. We've been having a great week out there. We're finishing up electrical troubleshooting now, and my newer students are loving that. We got them on the USS Headache, which is a troubleshooting board that I have. It's shaped like a boat, and it has a lot of faults in there. And I put these faults in the USS Headache, and hopefully by the time they're done, they learn and have a headache. So that's kind of how it works out, you know. So, yeah. So, Bill, you're here with us today. We're glad you're here. What do you got going on out at Key Marine this week?
It's business as usual. We're doing a couple rigs and quite a few hard diagnostics. It seems to have been that year for that. Just several things going on. Of course, you know, we're always ready to hang a new motor on your boat, or even better, fix what you already have.
Yeah, you got, what's your hard diagnostics going on? I love to hear about those, because it's always fun to fix something that is harder to fix or somebody has already looked at and hadn't been able to fix.
Well, yeah, we had one that was really an MPI MerCruiser, which we do work on those. A lot of people shy away from them. As far as I know, the only OEM dealership in town that still works on the MerCruiser product, even the new emissions one. And we've had a couple of them recently that have emissions problems with them. And those are a little bit harder to nail down because of how you have to, you know, they don't always just pop up. You know, you have to go run it out and put it through its self-test functions and all that before it shows up.
So for our listeners, they kind of get on to me when I use the little words MPI or, you know, EFI or, you know, all those little things. Tell everybody what MPI stands for.
Okay, it's a multi-port fuel injected motor. That MerCruiser, when they first went to fuel injection, they were using more of the automotive stuff, and then they converted it all to a true multi-port fuel injected motor.
Okay. Is it more reliable or?
Yes, they definitely were more I don't know if they're more reliable, but for me and my guys, they're easier to work on than the old throttle body.
Yeah. So can you tell everybody what kind of problem you're having with that motor, and what are you trying to fix in it? What's going on with it?
Okay, so giving random codes of, like, saying for one thing, different codes popping up randomly and whatnot. And they have to do with it actually, if it cannot do the self-test function, then it says that, but it doesn't tell you exactly why it couldn't do that. So we're having to go through and rule out oxygen sensors, and the catalysts and everything else in the motor. That motor, when they are the emissions controlled ones, which means they have catalytic converters in the exhaust and all that to make them cleaner and better for our environment, they're definitely more complex. And, you know, for us, we can find them. It just takes a little bit longer, and it takes the highly skilled technicians to do it.
So is it throwing a code right now, or is it not throwing a code? It is throwing the codes?
Oh, well, we've already fixed the ones I'm talking about.
Oh,
those
okay.
were the hardest ones, and as it turns out, the one I was talking about, it did have a O2 sensor that was the problem, but initially by ohming it and everything else, it did not appear to be that, mm-hmm. and it kept blaming it on, we cannot run our own, our self-test function, and but not giving us a reason for it. And so we had to go through and all. And I know you always, when you put me on the spot on that, I'm sure there's others that I've got a lot going on in my mind right now. But, yeah, so.
So talk about the catalytic converters. A lot of people don't talk about that. Or, you know, my listeners may not know that boats have them also. Now, we hear about it on cars all the time because people like to steal those things.
Cut them off. Yeah.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. but what about on the engines? Talk a little bit about the cat motors. We call them cat motors, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And talk about where they're located and how they work.
Okay, so they're located in the exhaust manifold where it joins to what we call the elbow, the back part of the exhaust, water-cooled exhaust manifold assembly. And they're a round, shaped kind of like a coffee can, and they're in there. They're very expensive. And so the primary function of them is to remove... make the emissions a lot cleaner. And so they have oxygen sensors that are before them, what we call pre, and then the post ones are after the catalyst to tell the ECM yes or no, the catalysts are doing what they're supposed to do. Basically, they're just to clean up the emissions.
Yeah, just like they do on cars and stuff. This is a call-in show. You can call or text 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question for myself or Bill. We're more than happy to look at those, answer those questions for you. Maybe you just have a comment about the school, maybe a good story about out at school and things like that. Looks like we got a text.
We do. Right as you were saying that, somebody texted in, can Key Marine repower my stern drive?
Yes, sir. We sure can. We do that all the time. There's different options there. Of course, we're going to go the OEM route, and we'd be looking, depending on the transom assembly and the drive unit that's there, we may just be able to put, depending on what they need, I mean, we'll put a complete either new motor or reman motor in there. But when I say complete, I'm talking about the entire motor, the everything that's attached to it is usually the best way to go because of everything is new and everything is covered under a new warranty and all that. No problem.
We hear that term a lot. And for those just joining us or those that may have not been listening to the show, don't know that much about boats, the word repower always happens. So what does that mean exactly when you repower something?
Well, to repower something means to put a new engine in it usually. Mm. Most boats, especially boats that have outboards on them, they were designed, well, yes, I guess I could say they are designed to last longer than the outboard motors normally do. So it's quite a bit easier to just hang a new outboard on the back of a boat. But to repower one does mean to change not only the motor, but the rigging, which would entail the control box and the gauges and all of that in it. And basically, when you do that, I mean, the boat's almost new again.
Right.
Yeah, with the boats nowadays, that they last so long, a lot of times it used to be when your engine went bad, your boat was probably bad at the same time, people would elect to trash their boat and buy a new one with a new engine on it. But nowadays, like Bill says, the boats last so long.
Right.
So it's a good thing to have a good solid platform, which is your boat. And as you go through the years, you're able to repower and put some new product on the back along with new controls and everything, and basically it gives you a new boat. Nice. In a way, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were able to do that and repower. We have one in our shop right now that was it's an older Cape Horn. like a 96, and it has like a 2008 or 14, 8 model 225 on the back of it, Yamaha, I believe. And the boat is not in great shape because that older Cape Horn, you know, there's a lot of wood in that boat, and it's got an aluminum fuel tank. So as we're digging into that job, we're looking at going, wow, you know, we got some issues here. The fuel tank's pitted. It's got soft decks on it. So the boat, you know, at this time, was it or is it worth even fixing, you know? But the customer has a ton of money in this thing, so we don't know what route we're going to go with this one. But the motor's in good shape, even though it's older. It's not a not as old as the boat. It's still an older motor. I believe it's a 2008. It's in decent shape. It's got a lot of hours on it. I think it's got 1,500 hours on it. But it's still in good shape. But what do you do at that point, you know? So I'm sure Key Marine would tell you, is this worth repowering, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. We definitely look at the whole picture, too. Like he mentioned, the fuel tank and the transom, the wood in the boat and stuff. We're not just going to hang a motor back there, you know, blindly. We're going to evaluate it first, and we're going to make sure that happens. And I might add that when you ask about repowering, the price of new boats today will really hurt your feelings. So yeah, it's definitely a lot more cost effective if you already own the hull and all. Mm-hmm. You're able to basically make it, not the whole boat brand new, gleaming new, but, right, you know, the most important thing is the power at, you know, a quarter, third of the price of something new about the same size.
Yeah, it's real important to think about the whole package when you're dealing with the boat, the trailer, the boat, the engine, all that kind of stuff. So you could get yourself in a real bind, you know, if you don't have somebody look at something you're getting ready to purchase. And if you're thinking about doing a repower, you could get upside down in an older boat, where now all of a sudden you've got all these issues going along with it. So it's always a good idea to have somebody take a look at it. Yeah. Right. So it's always good.
Pre-buy inspection, maybe, if you're looking at buying a boat.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's all kinds of different levels of that, too. You guys at Key Marine do pre-buyers, do you not?
Yes, sir. We sure do. And as a matter of fact, we do move those to the front of the line because we know how important it is for people to have that. And the whole transaction is kind of hinging on that. And as far as the levels of them go, yeah, we know what to look for. I mean, not only just a compression check, but we're checking the whole thing out. And on a lot of the new four-stroke stuff now, we're pulling the lower unit off to look up into the exhaust system to see, make sure there's nothing, you know, hiding up there, and just doing everything in our power to, you know, make sure that you're buying something that's worth having.
So when you do a pre-buyers, and Bill can tell me if I'm correct on this, that does not give you a guarantee. It just lets you know at that point in time that the boat that we see, whatever you're looking at this point in time, is in good shape. Now, you know, you're going to get a lot of information as you do the pre-buyers, things that may need to be replaced, maybe a trim pump, motors got a little corrosion on it or something like that. Maybe they did a leak down test and there's some issues that maybe they need to run some ring free through the motor and free up some valves and things like that. But it doesn't give a guarantee like an insurance policy. Is that right? When you do a pre-buyers?
Correct. It definitely doesn't do that. But what it does give you a lot of times is bargaining power. A lot of times we'll see something there and we'll notate it, and you can, you know, like for instance, we say it's definitely going to need a new water pump, you know, something simple there, you know, that maybe they can knock that off the price for you or whatever. And it is really, really worth having factory trained professionals doing the pre-buys instead of, hey, I know how to do a compression check and I know how to peek at the gear oil, but our guys really know what to look for.
It's a good idea to have somebody that does know what they're looking for when they're doing a you know, looking at a mm-hmm. boat you're getting ready to purchase, or even if you're servicing a boat, because you can miss a lot. A lot of these, most of the newer outboards have zinc anodes in the heads or in the blocks, right? And especially the ones that are in the heads, that in a lot of places don't check those. And eventually what happens, they start to do what they're supposed to do. They start corroding because that's what a zinc anode is supposed to do. It's a sacrificial component so the corrosion doesn't attack the rest of the metals like the stainless steel and aluminum. These are a lesser metal. So as they corrode, they start to expand. And when they expand so hard that they can actually break the head or crack a head. And then you have a major problem with your boat, right? So you guys know that part, that you go in there and you make sure that the zincs are good and stuff. A lot of stuff that people don't catch, right?
Yeah, we definitely know about all of that. And I have seen that happen before, Stefan, for sure. And, you know, it's surprising of how many companies around do not inform the customers, which they don't normally know this kind of stuff. They think that, hey, all I got to do is change the oil in this thing and I'm good to go for 20 years. No, that's the benefit of bringing it to us, because it's not so much we're trying to upsell things, but we're going to recommend things that we know to look out for and know that need to be dealt with if you expect the motor to last a long time.
Yeah, I think I'd be a happier customer if you found a zinc that needed to be replaced than you ignoring it and me coming back, you know, next year and the head is cracked because of that. So, you know, you're helping the customer by doing that. Mm-hmm. So it's not an upsell. It's just what we need to do, right? Yep. So that's what we need to do. So this is a call-in show. Call or text 850-437-1620 is the number. We love hearing from the listeners. So you give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Last week I was talking about a potential student that was potential student. Let's put it that way, because we were talking about life in general and how stuck in a certain position or a job or something like that, and having this mindset of, I don't know how to do anything else, so I'm kind of stuck here, right? And I was in a conversation. I said, well, you know, there's plenty of opportunities out here at George Stone, right, mm-hmm. to learn new trades, right? So we were talking about it, and we also talked about, you know, I could see that this person was like, you know, thinking about it, but, you know, when are you going to jump and when are you going to do that? Because if you continue to think about something and never act on it, you're always going to continue to be in that spot, right? You're not going to fix anything, right? So this week, it was Monday, the person came by my classroom and said, hey, I got to tell you something. I said, what's that? They said, I signed up for a class out here at George Stone. And I was like, oh, that's cool. She said, yeah, I took your advice, and I'm going to try to change, you know, my career field a little bit and move forward with this. And I said, that's a great opportunity for you. Congratulations. And I said, what class did you choose? You got an idea, Jake?
Your class.
Marine Service Technology.
There we go.
So yeah, Marine Service Technology. So that's pretty cool.
I was
cool.
Say cybersecurity, you know, cybersecurity. But I would
have
been wrong.
Yeah, that's all exciting too.
That's a good one too. You know,
it doesn't beat being on a boat, though.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. You know, but you could probably use cybersecurity to figure out how to buy a boat, though.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do you ever think that, you know, you'll pull up on a boat somewhere and you'll push a button and the AI assistant will be like, well, you know, these are the things that need to be fixed on this boat. You know?
We're almost to that point now, aren't we,
really?
Bill?
Well,
talk about that a little bit.
How, getting there. Yeah, I mean, we've got boats that'll trim themselves automatically now, wow. And the trim tabs that keep it level are working automatically now. And, you know, I mean, it's quite some time down the road, in my opinion. But, yeah, mm-hmm. There's a possibility.
Yeah, the Helmaster system right now, if you go to a certain level, it will actually put the boat in the slip for you.
Oh.
So you could do that too. So there's a lot of stuff out there. The technology is so great going into the boats now. It's just it is, isn't it, Bill? It's a lot of technology in the boats.
It sure is. And, yeah, we do those level of Helmaster that Stefan's talking about. As a matter of fact, in December, I'm going back to Atlanta, and that's the latest course I'm going to take is the latest Helmaster.
Okay, so he's going to a Yamaha school in Atlanta. Where is that school located up?
It's in Kennesaw. Actually, which is slightly north of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I took the course. It's been quite some time, maybe 10, 12 years ago, but I'm going to refresh because I've already done all the courses, and I just continue to go back so I can make sure that I'm on top of things with my technician. That way we can always compare notes and make sure we're diagnosing and fixing things correctly every time.
Yep. 850-437-1620 is the number. Call or text. We're more than happy to take your call today or text. What else you got on the list there, Bill, for us?
Well, I just wanted, we had one a trivia question for the listeners this week.
Okay.
And we have a hat and like a little bag for someone they could drive out to our place there on 5621 Bauer Road. And the question's going to be this week, I think we'll ask, okay, with Mercury outboards, what is the largest outboard? How many horsepower does it have? And how many cylinders does it have under current production?
Okay.
Mercury outboard.
Largest horsepower, how many cylinders? Okay. If you can call or text in that, we're going to give you a hat and a t-shirt.
It's a hat and a, I think a bag.
Okay,
some
and
sort
a bag.
Of power pole. Bag.
And you'll have to pick that up out at Key Marine because they want to see your face. They want you to come out there so they could talk to you a little bit. So, yeah, 850-437-1620 is the number. Call or text that in. The largest outboard, horsepower wise, and how many cylinders does the Mercury have on that largest outboard? Okay.
All right. And then give your name and phone number.
Name and phone number.
Name and phone number.
And we'll get that squared away for you.
All right. We've got one in here.
All right.
Should I just read it?
Go ahead.
Just go through all these?
Let's go through it.
Somebody says 600 horsepower, 12-cylinder.
Winner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Brian.
I mean, now we have a V12 motor in the industry. I mean, it's just, you know, it's crazy.
All right. Brian P. is the winner. So he can go down to Key Marine and pick up his swag bag.
Yep, that's perfect. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Dude.
Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Yep, I was on the actual Zoom call with Mercury Marine this week, and we were discussing the future of Georgetown Tech Marine Service Class with Mercury Marine because they sponsor our you know, our classroom and what we do over there, provide curriculum and engines and stuff like that. So I had an opportunity to speak with them through a Zoom call, and we were just talking about the future of what direction to go as far as tech schools and stuff. And now these larger companies, Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki, they all are interested in tech schools because that's where our students are coming from. So I had a good conversation, and we're looking forward to doing some things down the road with Mercury continually to doing that. We had a new representative change. Jeff Kilgore, who was a representative here before, had left, and I had not seen the new rep. So and Jeff was very involved with our class, so we're trying to go back and make that connection again. So
Brian, the winner of the contest, wants to know when he can pick up his 600 horsepower Merc.
If he can pick it up and walk out there with it, he can have it. How much does that motor weigh, Bill?
Oh, man.
Well, it's pretty hefty. I don't have the exact weight, but I do know that it's fairly expensive, too.
Right. Yeah, I think it's 1,200 pounds, that motor. Mm. Yeah, that's a cool motor.
What we'll do is we'll take a picture of you, Brian, in front of it, and you can have your swag bag in the picture, and then that, you know.
Yeah, y'all got any out there, Bill? Anybody?
We don't have one in stock, but we do have one of the Cox diesel outboards. It's kind of impressive on the stand there. It's a 300 horse that has, I believe, 780 foot-pounds of torque.
Nice.
Which is about twice the torque of a gas 300 horsepower Yamaha, Suzuki, or whatever. And we do have that there that people can check out.
Have you sold any of those motors yet? Have y'all had an opportunity to do that?
We have not. I mean, I know that they're really catching on and getting a lot bigger down south. It's the shape of things to come because of the fuel economy. It's 30% better. Also, the emissions are about 30% better. Believe it or not, diesel motors have made leaps and bounds in their emissions and all that. And so, you know, they are expensive as well, but, you know, they will pay for themselves in the fuel economy and all of that, and the serviceability of them, the all of it. They're definitely, and so we took them on because we know it's going to be moving up north and all that. And so, but no, we have not sold one yet.
Okay. Can that be rigged on any gas boat?
Well,
there's anything special have to be done. We got about a minute left or so. So,
well, we would have to definitely, there's quite a few things in the boat that have to be done with the fuel tank, of course.
Okay.
You know, send and return, converting it to diesel and so forth. But it's about like rigging another outboard.
Okay. Okay. Good. I was wondering about that because I didn't know. So now I know.
Now you know.
You got to put another return line on that. So, Wham, we appreciate y'all listening to us today. It was a good show. It was quick. It always goes fast.
Always fast.
You know? Check out Key Marine. Go out there and pick up that swag bag, like you said there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Brian.
And, and do that. And I'll be back in here next week. I'm going to touch on missing an interview next week.
Oh.
And how that affects you in the long run.
Well, I'm going to have to miss next week, so I won't be here for that.
Well, I'll tell you about it.
I'll have to miss that interview. All right. Yeah, this is Pensacola's expert panel, Pep Talk. I'm Jake Walker. Thank you so much for having me in here the end of the week. Meg, get better and be back here on Monday because I'm still trying to figure out what all these buttons do. Stefan Schmidt, thank you so much for being here. And Bill from Key Marine, thank you so much. Brian, congratulations. We'll be back right after this.
See you next Friday.
Yep.